This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, his name, he was Khalilullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved him, so he tested him. In each test, by the help of Allah, he proved true to his covenant with Allah. So Allah gave him the job of building his house, the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ بَوَأَنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَحِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and remember when we assigned to Ibrahim the site of the house, saying, do not associate anything with me in worship, and purify my house for those who circle the Kaaba, who make tawaf, who stand in prayer and who bow and prostrate themselves, ruku'i sujood, ruku' and sajda. Call all people to the pilgrimage, to the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel from every distant path, so they may obtain the benefits in store for them and pronounce the name of Allah on appointed days over the sacrificial animals, meaning they will sacrifice animals he has provided for them. So eat their meat and feed the destitute, feed the poor. The Hajj is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and the tests that they faced and passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this so much that he made their actions the rites of the greatest act of worship, the reward for which is total forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hajj fard on all those who can afford it, obligatory on all those who can afford it at least once in their lifetimes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means surely the first house of worship established for humanity is the one at Mecca, a blessed sanctuary and a guide for all people. In it are clear signs and the standing place of Ibrahim. Whoever enters it should be safe. Pilgrimage to this house is an obligation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon whoever is able among the people. And whoever disbelieves, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of his creation. The reciting of Talbiyah declares that we are ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without question, because we know Allah and love Him over and above anyone and anything else. Then we put on the ihram. Men in two pieces of unstitched cloth, nothing else, to remind ourselves of our reality and how we will be dressed when we leave this world. Shorn of all our worldly symbols of wealth and status, this reminds us of the true brotherhood of faith, in which the single adhesive is our connection with Allah. Everyone reciting the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la shayika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la shayika lak. Everyone reciting the same talbiyah, everyone making the same declaration, everyone seeking the same goal, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj reminds us of the true brotherhood that transcends all boundaries of race and color and tribe and social rank. It reminds us of how we will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day where everyone will get justice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Then we go to the next stage of making tawaf of the Kaaba and praying in the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a place of worship. We follow in the footsteps of our mother Hajar alayhi salam and the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and emulate her actions in the sa'i of climbing the two hills of Safa and Marwa and running between them in the valley. She did it because she was looking for help for herself and her infant son. We do it because she did it. The actions of one woman became the rituals of worship performed by every Haji of every race from every part of the world for the last 5,000 years, by all the prophets and messengers, including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These actions demonstrate the essence of tawakkul of Hajar alayhi salam. That tawakkul doesn't mean to do nothing and wait for victory. It means to make the maximum effort that you can make, but to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the results. Our arms and legs and back are tired, but the heart is at peace. In Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about the final and greatest test that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam faced. One at an advanced age, when he was finally blessed, he had finally been blessed with a son that he had been asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for decades. And the other, as soon as he was old enough to walk with his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَا قَالَ يَا بُنَيِّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Then when the boy reached the age to walk with him, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O my dear son, I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you. So look in your heart, and what do you see? He replied, O my dear father, do as you are commanded. By the will of Allah, inshallah, you will find me steadfast. I always marvel at this conversation between a 90-year-old father and his little son, who is seeing his father for almost the first time. He was raised by his mother in an alien environment, among strangers who didn't even speak their language. Yet, when his father asks this question, see the answer of total submission that he gets. After all, he was the son of the one about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Rabb ordered him, submit to my will, he responded, I submit to the Rabb of all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Then when they submitted to Allah's will, and Ibrahim alayhi salam laid him on his forehead or on the side of his head for sacrifice, we called out to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly spoke to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya Ibrahim, you have already fulfilled the vision. Indeed, you have fulfilled the vision, meaning fulfilled the dream that was given to you. Indeed, this is how we reward the good doers. That was truly a revealing test. And we ransomed his son with a great sacrifice and blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam with honorable mention among later generations. This action of his is emulated in our Udhiyah, in our Qurbani, in the Hadith, during the Hajj, all over the world. In Hajj, we remind ourselves that we are enacting a way of life that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a life of obedience without question. In the journey of Hajj, we begin by reminding ourselves that one day we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state that we came into this world, without any of whatever we had accumulated. We relive the actions of the family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised for their obedience and honored them by turning their actions into rites of worship. Then we sacrifice the animal symbolizing our desires that are the root of our problems and emerge from this beautiful ibadah clean as the day we were born. We are in the blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran and took an oath by them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, by the dawn and by the 10 nights. These are so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by these days. Ibn Abbas, Ibn Zubayr, Mujahid, rahmatullahi alayhi majma'in, and others said that this refers to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Abdullah ibn Abbas reported that Rasulullah said, there are no days in which righteous deeds, good deeds, are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than during these 10 days. In another place, with a different wording, Ibn Abbas narrated, there is no deed more precious in the sight of Allah, nor greater in reward, than a good deed done during the 10 days of sacrifice. The people asked, not even jihad for the sake of Allah? And he said, Rasulullah said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, except in the case of a man who went out to fight, giving himself and his wealth up for the cause and did not return. Came back with nothing, meaning did not return. These texts and others indicate that these 10 days are better than all the other days of the year with no exceptions. Not even the last 10 days of Ramadan. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better because they include Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. And so therefore the various reports may be reconciled. Among the best deeds to be done during these days is fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose fasting for himself, as is stated in the Hadith Qudsi, the meaning of which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the deeds of the son of Adam are for him except for fasting, which is for me, and I am the one who will reward him for it. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. It is sunnah to fast on the 9th day of Dhul-Hijjah, and that is, insha'Allah, expiation of sins of the year before and ahead of it. Rasulullah ﷺ used to fast all the first nine days of Dhul-Hijjah, and that is the best way of doing it. It is sunnah to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, tahmid, alhamdulillah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, and tasbih, subhanallah, during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and to say it aloud in every place where it is permitted to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a proclamation of the greatness of Allah. Reviving aspects of the sunnah that have been virtually forgotten brings immense reward. As Rasulullah ﷺ said, whoever revives an aspect of my sunnah that is forgotten after my death, he will have a reward equivalent to that of the people who follow him without it detracting in the least from their reward. And this is in Tirmidhi. I remind myself and you to do more good deeds during these days. Don't waste time in useless arguments and debates about moon sighting or anything else. Keep hearts together and brotherhood intact. Keeping hearts together and brotherhood intact is more important than winning arguments. We who have not gone for Hajj should occupy ourselves by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extra, praying nawafil after fard, making dhikr, reading Quran, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, making dua, giving charity, honoring our parents, upholding the ties of kinship and relationship, enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil, and other good deeds and acts of worship. One of the most important things to do during these 10 days is to repent sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to give up all kinds of disobedience and sin. Repentance means returning to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from all that he dislikes, with deep regret for what has passed. That is very important. The heart has to change. Giving up the bad deeds, giving up whatever haram we were doing immediately, and being determined never to return to them, but to adhere firmly to the truth by doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Let us purify our earnings and food, because we don't know when we will die. Fulfill the rights of others and return people's trusts, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive the person until the one he wronged forgives him first. Seek forgiveness before it is too late. Finally, the best deed to do on Eid al-Adha or Yawm al-Nahar, the day of sacrifice, is to sacrifice an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sacrifice, the udhiyah or qurbani, is wajib on anyone who is liable to pay zakat, even if he became eligible on that day. The blessing, the barakah, is for the entire family. The time for sacrifice is after Eid Salah and not before. On the day of Eid, which is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, it is mustahab to bathe, wear good or new clothes, and go to the place of prayer, reciting takbir, and to continue to do that until the imam comes to start the prayer. Please do not pray Tahiyyat al-Masjid when you come for Eid Salah. The Eid Salah has no iqama and is followed by the khutbah of Eid, which is very important to listen to. Please don't get up as soon as the Salah is over unless you have an emergency. Continue to remain seated, don't talk to people, and listen to the khutbah and make dua, and then get up and meet and greet your brothers and sisters before you go home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to do what pleases Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, especially during these days, and to continue that during the rest of our lives. Let this be a time of transformation, not a time of episodic action which reverts to the default when the time has passed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the path of those who have gone for Hajj and honor them as His guests and make them our intercessors. Remind them to make dua for us when they stand in Arafah and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover them with His mercy and accept their du'as and give them more from His bounty. May they be counted among those about whom Rasulullah said in the hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad, the Sahih hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to His angels of the pilgrims on the afternoon of the day of Arafat, saying, look at my slaves coming to me disabled and dusty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and ability to make Hajj again and again. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Eid Mubarak in advance to all of you. Kullu am wa antum bi khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Eid the best yet of your lives and give you many more to follow, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته